God bless you. Psalm 95, verse 1 and 2. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Amen.
Amen.
This moment, you want to thank God for the gift of salvation. Thank him for the opportunity to gather with other believers this last day of the month, to offer unto him your sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We exalt you, O Lord. Be glorified. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for translating us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Be glorified, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray this evening. Blessed be your holy name, in Jesus' name. Secondly, we want to thank God for the preservation of life and purpose, for the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Lord, we thank you for the preservation of the life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. We are grateful that you've preserved us from the beginning of the year up until today, August 31st, 2023. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you for preserving the purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. We thank you for all ministry members. We thank you for all associates. We thank you for all prayer partners, both here and abroad. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful for your preservation. We thank you, Lord, once again for our lives and that of our families, in Jesus' name. You want to ask God for forgiveness of sins, that in any way you have trespassed against his will. For scripture says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess your sins this evening and ask the Lord to forgive you. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me anything that I've said, anything that I've thought about that is not in accordance with your word and your will. Father, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. For your word says that you are faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Father, forgive me. Forgive me this evening of all my sins in the name of Jesus. We also want to pray asking that the will of God for your life and that of Glow Music Ministry in relation to establishing of his kingdom agenda for this time will be established. Open up your mouth and begin to pray concerning the will of God for your life and that of Glow Music, the role you play in the ministry. Pray asking that the will of the Father concerning your life will be established in this end time, that God will use Glow Music Ministry to be a blessing to many lives, to deliver people from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light by the sharing of the word through outreaches. Father, we pray that your will concerning Glow Music Ministry in relation to establishing of your kingdom agenda for this time will be established in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are grateful again for the opportunity to be in your presence. Even as we go through all that we have learned in the month of August 2023, help us to have a better understanding of all that we've learned. Give us a new revelation, deeper understanding, and help us to apply it to our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's quickly take a recap of all that we've done throughout the month of August. We've been looking at favor that defies the status quo, and we learned that we have to pray for wisdom and favor. We learned that from Nehemiah in Nehemiah chapter 2, that he constantly prayed before he did everything he had to do. And so he had favor. Even when he had the opportunity to speak, he still prayed before he spoke, so that the wisdom of God would cause him to speak the right words. And then we looked at the benefits of God's delight, where we saw that God's glory is revealed in our lives by his actions when he delights in us. And we looked at he being our strength. We looked at he being our strength. We looked at he being our fortress, our deliverer, our buckler. We looked at he being our deliverer. We've looked at him being our high tower who saves us from our enemies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've also looked at the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We looked at the gifts of faith and healing. And we learned that both as gifts of the Holy Spirit still work hand in hand. So we need to have faith to experience the healing of God. And also we need to have faith to be able to extend the divine healing of God to others through our ministry. And still on favor, defying the status quo, we saw that music service was the key to purpose. Our music service was the key to purpose. Service is the key to purpose. And we saw that Nehemiah was divinely positioned in the king's palace to serve the purpose of raising the broken walls and the gates. And we learned that we needed to respect the required protocols within service as musicians, both on stage and off stage. You saw that Nehemiah, before he would speak, would say, "O King, live forever." He knew that God was greater than the king, but that was a protocol if he had to speak, and he respected it. Hallelujah. In the benefits of God delights, where we looked extensively at him being our fortress, we understood that a fortress is a defense for the weak and the vulnerable. And so God was the one who was our defense against anything that tried to overwork us or anything that tried to work against us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We also learned that the faith of the music servant defeats signs. As music servants, we are called to minister to others through music. And so even though science is important, it is limited to natural laws, whereas we operate by higher laws. And one key was to have faith, which is a law that overrides science. We needed to also be, we also need to be bold to declaring the good reports of the Lord when we are ministering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We also looked at the first key to becoming a powerful music servant was prayer. Still from Nehemiah, we saw that our assignment is connected to a burden on our hearts, because Nehemiah was sad when he heard the situation at his father's sepulchres, and it became a burden of which he prayed. And so your assignment determines what you react to, and prayer is a secret place of power generation in the life of the music servant. Never forget that one. Then we also went extensive on God being a deliverer for the music servant, where we prayed against hostages, and we saw that every musician, every music servant is at war, and wherever there's war, hostages are taken. And so we must win this war by prayer, where we are set free. God delivers us from any form of bondage of the enemy, so we are no longer held hostage by him. And we can also in our ministry release that word of deliverance, trusting God to deliver everyone who is in any form of bondage of the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also, we've been praying intensively for the ministry. We've been interceding for the last 3 weeks for the ministry. So do well to locate all those sessions that we have had, praying for the ministry, and intercede in your prayer time as well. Hallelujah. We also looked at the faith-driven attitude of the music servant. The faith-driven attitude of the music servant. We saw that attitude is a settled way of thinking or feeling about something, and a position or body indicating a particular mental state. And so we learned that our attitudinal positioning towards divine instructions in ministry will always determine the results we experience in the long term. And so everything that we do as music servants affect people, whether we know it or not. And so we need to be careful in the way we carry ourselves, and to ensure that we are always aligned to the will of God for the needed impact to be effected. We should also never doubt the ability of God to fulfill that which he has said. We also learn to deliver the power of healing through music. The power of healing can be delivered through our service in the music ministry. And we saw that the gift of faith and the gift of healing were all given to us to exercise in our service. Hallelujah. And so the gift of healing is a free gift. And Jesus told the disciples, freely have you received, freely give. And so the Lord expects us to extend this gift of healing to as many as he has given to everyone who is sick. The gift of healing is given by the Holy Spirit according to his will, and it's not by qualification. And we can also desire the gift of healing for music service and it will be granted. But make sure that your motive is that it will glorify the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We looked at the key to constant favor, still on the story of Nehemiah, where we saw that prayer activates the wisdom needed to set the stage for the execution of favor. And as music servants, we need multi-dimensional wisdom from God to survive every terrain encountered in ministry. So we should always pray for wisdom. We also looked at God being the high tower extensively for the music minister. In Psalm 18, verse 1 to 3, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. We saw that the tower is a narrow, tall building which is used during war, both for defensive and offensive purposes. And so God is a strong tower from the enemy. And so when we are within God, we are able to see beyond what the regular eyes can see, and we can wage war from levels that are beyond human understanding. Also, we prayed, pulling down every wrong tower that has been set in our lives, in whichever form it takes. We prayed that it be pulled down so that God remain our only high tower. God bless you for every time you joined. And if you missed anything, all the videos are available on Glow Music TV. Ensure that you take time to listen to them. Even if you joined, listen to them again, pray with them again, and ensure that these lessons are right there in your memory as you serve, and God will do wonderful things to your life. God bless you as we continue in this service.
Amen. The moment in the service, we want to thank God for all that he's done for us in the month of August. In the first point, we are thanking God for personal preservation. Lamentations 3:22-23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen.
Amen.
Declare this after me. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For your unfailing mercies.
For your unfailing mercies.
Which has been on my life throughout the month of August.
Which has been on my life throughout the month of August.
I give you all the glory.
I give you all the glory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. If the Lord has been good to you in this month of August, preserving your life, open up your mouth and give him all the thanks. Thank him for his unfailing mercies.
Thank you for your constant mercies. Thank you for them being renewed unto me day in, day out. Thank you for always letting your mercy speak for me in the right way to keep me right here with you, O God. I thank you and I bless you for your goodness.
Your son will be glorified and be merciful to us.
Hosea 1:7. But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah and will save them by the Lord their God. and will not save them by bow nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses nor by horsemen. Amen.
Amen.
Declare this after me, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Thank you for preserving my family.
Thank you for preserving my family.
My parents.
My parents.
My siblings.
My siblings.
My spouse.
My children. My children.
My extended family.
My extended family.
My
spiritual family and glow music.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank God for your family right now.
Father God, I give you all the glory. I bless your name. I give you all the glory. I bless you. I honor you. Your name alone be glorified. Rabali and Nemoza Balian. Mene Moshata. Rabalian. Rakashataya. Regimen and Nemoshataya. Remen the Lemoza Balian. Yabaya Balian. Nemoshita. Yaregabalian.
Thanksgiving for financial blessings. Deuteronomy 8:18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he establish his covenant, which he swear unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Amen.
Amen.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Thank you for every financial blessing.
Thank you for every financial blessing.
Be it through the work of my hands.
Be it through the work of my hands.
Be it through gifts.
Be it through gifts.
Be it through parental provisions.
Be it through parental provisions.
Be it through any other income.
Be it through any other income.
I acknowledge that you gave it to me.
I acknowledge that you gave it to me.
Lord.
Lord.
Bless all those to whom you gave to me.
Bless all those who to whom you gave to me.
In Jesus' mighty
name. In Jesus' mighty name.
The Lord has been a blessing
my
to you
Lord,
this
I
month
thank
of
you.
August
give you
once
all
again. Incomes, gifts from family,
everyone
friends.
Blessed me, Lord Jesus.
Whichever
thank
way
you.
The Lord
thank
has
you, Lord
provided
Jesus,
for you in this month of August, you did not go
Lord Jesus, that I've seen your provision.
From
everyone
you have
to whom you
your
gave
back,
to me, Lord,
your table,
I thank you. I ask that you bless them. Lord Jesus, bless them, bless them.
Thank you for every financial blessing, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Be it through the work of my hands, be it through gifts, be it through parental professions, be it through any of that income. Lord, I give you all the praise. I acknowledge that you gave it to me. It is not by my strength, it is not by my might, it is because of you that I have the
hope that I have. Father, bless
all those
of
you that you gave
it
to me.
And then it saves some trends for God. I say thank you. I give you all the glory. Bless everyone to whom you gave me all these blessings for the month of August. I don't take it for granted, Lord. I'm grateful. You're the source of all things. And so I thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Almighty Father. My heart is grateful. Lord, I give you all the praise. I thank you. I honor you. I give you all the glory. Thank you for every financial blessing. Thank you for the work of my hands. I thank you, Almighty Father. Rabalia Mayanda Lamosha Balianda,
Lastly, we are thanking God for the opportunities that came our way in the month of August. Ecclesiastes 9:11 says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. Amen.
Amen.
Please pray this prayer after me. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I trust in you.
I trust in heaven.
Thank you for every opportunity.
Thank you for every opportunity.
It is only by your grace. And I'm grateful. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
My Father in heaven.
I trust in you.
Thank you for every opportunity. It is only by your mercy. And I'm grateful.
In
Jesus' name. Thank God for the opportunities in the month of August 2023. You had the opportunity to travel out. Thank God. You had the opportunity to go into a new job. Thank the Lord. You had the opportunity.
The earth was without form and void until the Lord spoke, "Let there be light." And as God spoke, the earth took form. As the Lord spoke, the earth took form. So we're going to declare into the month of September according to the word of the Lord.
Amen.
To begin, Psalm 103, verse 17. "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children." I take it again. Psalm 103, verse 17. "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children." Amen. So we're going to declare after me according to God's word in Psalm 103, verse 17.
According to God's word in Psalm 103, verse 17.
"In the month of September 2023.
In the month of September 2023.
I will abide under God's mercies.
I will abide under God's mercy.
Every day of the month.
Every day of the month.
I am shielded by his mercies.
I am shielded by his mercies.
My family is shielded.
My family is shielded.
Because of me.
Because of me.
My loved ones are covered.
My loved ones are covered.
Wherever the enemy calls my name.
Wherever the enemy calls my name.
God will answer him.
God will answer him.
The blood of Jesus speaks for me.
The blood of Jesus speaks for me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You have 30 seconds to enforce that in the language of the Spirit. Ramanda lama shatai, regebelienda lama shatai, irabali eme kapali abashatai, iramanda lama dele mojete, ragabali anda, amakanda lama shatai, ragabali ende le moja baliande, repeli amashatai, raganda lama jabaliande, emekende le moja balianda lama, mekende le bosha badada bayanda lama, irepeli amende le moja baliande, mekaya Bayanda la bosha gadada bayanda lava. Irebellion mendele mosha banda la mashata. Irabalian den el mosha taya bayande. Emekendele mosha balianda dadaba. Elemene mosha balianda lava. Irebellion de la mosha balianda. Araga balia bashata. Emendele mosha balianda dadabaya. Irebellion mosha balianda bayanda la mosha gadada bayande. I abide under the mercies of the Lord. I abide under the shadow of his wings. Wherever the enemy calls me, God answers. In the name of Jesus, I am covered. My family is covered. My loved ones are covered. Wherever they're supposed to be home, so long as I'm present, my home cannot occur. In the name of Jesus, even strangers are made safe because of me. In the name of Jesus. We're declaring again concerning business in concerning divine health. Concerning divine health. God's word in Malachi chapter 4 verse 2 says, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." Hallelujah.
Amen.
"But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as the cows of the stall." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So declare after me according to God's word in Malachi 4 verse 2.
According to God's word in Malachi 4 verse 2.
In the month of September 2023.
In the month of September 2023.
I will grow as cows of the stall.
I will grow as cows of the stall.
I will not be feeble.
I will not be feeble.
I will not be sick.
I will not be sick.
I will not be faint.
I will not be faint.
I will not be weak.
I will not be weak.
I abide in health.
I abide in health.
Every single day of the month.
Every single day of the month.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus. Jesus' name.
You have 30 seconds to enforce this in the language of the Spirit. Emalia Boshata, Rege Belian, Dela Mosha Balian, Dada Daba, Emen and Emosha Taya, Bayanda, Dada Bashaga, Dada Bayandi, Yandi, Erabalia Bashataya, Mayanda, Dada Boshig, and Ebianda Laba, Emen and Emosha Balianda, Dada Boshig, and Ebianda Labaya, Eramanda Lamashataya, Mayandi, Ebushaga, Dada Bayanda Labaya, Erebellion, Dada Mashaga, Dada Bayanda Laba. According to your word, in the month of September 2023, O God, start of the storm, I will not be feeble, I will not be sick, I will not be faint, I will not be weak. I abide in health every single day of the month in Jesus' name. Rebellion, In the name of Jesus. Concerning business and education, Genesis 26, verse 12 says, then Isaac sowed in that land, and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Then Isaac sowed in that land, and received in the same year 100-fold. The Lord blessed him. It doesn't matter what has gone on in the last 8 months. 4 months is more than enough.
Amen.
God can even make you recover in the month of September alone everything you couldn't in the last 8.
Amen.
So declare after me, as a child of Abraham through Christ Jesus,
as a child of Abraham through Christ Jesus,
I prosper where others lack. I prosper where others complain.
I am blessed with overflow.
As I serve God Most High,
I receive true riches.
I prosper above my competitors. I will never beg in September 2023. Because there's too much available. I would rather give out without asking back. All to the glory of God.
In Jesus' mighty name.
You have 30 seconds to enforce this in the language of the Spirit.
As I serve God Most High,
throughout the month of September, oh God, with every opportunity you give me, I'll serve you and I'll serve you. I receive true riches in the month of September. I will be a giver and not a beggar. I will be a lender and not a borrower. In the name of Jesus, I stand fast in the freedom which Christ has made me free to live in our always giving. I am divinely supported, I am divinely sustained, not just me but my family too, and everyone in need. I'm able to help, I'm able to assist because of divine provision in the name Jesus, Rapaliande, and Mekanda Lamoshata, Rabalia Mayande, the Boshagana Masataliande, Regebelia Mashataya Balianda, Araga Balianda Lamashataya Mayande, the Mayanda Lama, and Mekanda Lamosha Baliande, the Rebellia Mashataya Mayanda Lama, and the Lamoshataya Mayande, the Ragabalianda Lamashataya Mayanda Lama, and Mekanda Lamosha Balianda Lama. In the name of Jesus,
Rabaliande, Rabalia Mayanda Lama, Regan de la Moshata, Reben de la Moshata, Rabalianda Lamande, in the name of Jesus. Concerning our spiritual eyes, Proverbs 11, verse 30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Proverbs 11, 30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Declare after me, the month of September.
The month of September.
I bear fruit in God's kingdom.
I bear fruit in God's kingdom.
I curse every fruitlessness.
I curse every fruitlessness.
Out of my life forever.
Out of my life forever.
I am a fruitful vine. My relationship with God gets better and better.
My relationship with God gets better and better.
In Jesus' mighty name. I will not be prayerless.
I will not be prayerless.
I will not be fruitless.
I will not be fruitless.
I will not be visionless.
I will not be visionless.
I yield.
My
spiritual life is fruitful.
Open
your mouth and begin to enforce this in the language of the Spirit. Rabal Yamayanda Dadaba. Imekel Yamashataya Bayande. Rabal Yamashataya Bayande. Debeyanda Laba. Emekebedabo Shataya Mayande. This month of September, I will not lack revelation, because my walk with God is closer. When I open up the scriptures, I begin to see revelation. I begin to see
out of my life,
that
was set me in the world Jesus.
That I am a fruitful vine. That keeps me in line with what God wants to do. In the name of Jesus, Malanda liabosata, Regebelianda la Mashabaliande, Emenda la Moshata, Arabalia Mayande de Moshata. Every spirit of slumber that holds me back, that prevents me, every spirit of tiredness, every spirit of weakness, I curse you now, I reject you now, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Rabalia Mayande de Bosha da Mayande, Emendela Moshataya Mayanda da Bosha Gada Bayande, Rebellia Meshatai, Rabalia Mayanda da Bosha Gada Bayande, Remendela Mosha Baliande, Emendela Mosha Balianda da Bosha Beliande, Rebede de Boshataya Mayande, Emendela Mosha Baliande de Bayanda Lava, Remendela Mosha Balianda da Boshatai. Ramanda la Moja Belianda da da Boja Beliande, Irrigated the Bosha Taya Mayande, Mekenda la Mosha Taya, Rabalianda la Mane, and Mekenda la Mosha Balianda da da Ba, and Remenda la Moja Balia Bada da Bosha Taya, and Remenda la Moja Baliande de Beka Balianda, and Rabalianda de Mosha Taya, and Rebellion de la Mosha Balianda da da Ba, and Mekenda la Mosha Taya Mayanda da da Ba, and Rebellion de la Baliande, Emendela Mosha Baya, Raga Dalia Mosatape, Remenda de la Mosha Baliande, Imekenda la Mosha Balianda da da Ba, in the name of Jesus. For our personal supplication, Psalm 34, verse 15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his eyes are, and his ears shall open unto their cry. Psalm 34, verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And so right now you have 30 seconds to speak to God concerning any matter that you are trusting him for in the month of September. In the name of Jesus, pray unto him. Rabalia Mayanda la Mashataya Mayan de Beyanda la Ba.
You see Taya de Bedebe, Lake Hataya Nimenimu Shada da Ba de Kai.
Put your personal needs to him, indicating your spiritual needs, indicating your financial needs, whatever it is you want the Lord to do for you in this month of September. Be expectant, do it in faith, and trust that as you're asking, he's released immediately. Rabaliande, he said, as you have said, so would I do. As you've said it to my ears, so would I do. Rabaliande, Emekelia Bashatai, Ramanda la Mosha Badadabayande, Emekenda la Moshataya Mayanda Dadaba. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, thank you for thus far. Thank you for the upcoming month. Just like the prophet Ezekiel, who spoke according to your will and dry bones had life and rose up a great army. Lord, as we've declared according to your word, we see them manifested and we receive them. Let it be unto us according to your word as we've declared. Lord Jesus, we believe it is done and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Before we go into time of worship and thanksgiving, closing the session, we're going to go through a few notes for the month of September. God bless you for joining this time of prayer. Keep your heart expectant. I believe that by the time we are through with worship today, your heart's needs will be met. I know there are needs upon your heart that some you can't even say. You may be feeling trapped in a situation you don't know how to get out, but God is the one who is the author of your life, and he has the capacity. If only you can connect with your heart tonight, the Lord will do something amazing your life in the month of September. If you believe, let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
God is the one who rules. There are only three points we are going through tonight. For the month of September 2023, understand, number one, God is the one who rules. In Psalm 103 verse 19, it says, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. I don't know whatever kingdom the enemy might want to come against your life with. Understand this, that God is the one who rules over all. Say, he rules over all.
He rules over all.
Say, he rules over all.
He rules over all.
It means he has control over the economy. It means that no sickness can kill you because he rules over all.
Amen.
And when the Lord has vindicated you, nobody can condemn you.
Amen.
When the Lord opens the door, no one can shut it before you.
Amen.
And so I don't care whatever opportunities you may have lost in your life earlier on in the year, in the month of September, if you can acknowledge the fact that the Lord is the one who rules over your life, and he rules over all, his kingdom rules over all, then he's going to do amazing things in your life in this coming month of September, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Daniel chapter 4 verse 17, it says, this matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. Say after me, that the Most High,
the Most High,
ruleth in the kingdom of men.
Ruleth in the kingdom of men.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is God who giveth it to him whomsoever he will, and he setteth up over it the basis of men.
Amen.
King Nebuchadnezzar thought that he was a king. He thought that he had authority. He didn't know that there's a God who rules in the affairs of men.
Yes.
And God made him, turned him into a beast. No enemy can stand before your face when you would serve the God we serve, in Jesus' mighty name. Let the Lord arise in your life in the month of September.
Amen.
And settle every case in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Every situation in which any man, we beat a his hand upon his chest to say that he will decide on your case. Let God overturn that situation.
Amen.
And let God prove to everybody that he is the God who rules in the affairs of men.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Point number two for the month of September. God is the one who calls. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9. It says that who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which he has given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. God is the one who has called us. He only has the capacity to call a man and to set him on the journey to purpose. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 13, it says, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Today I submit to you that know that God is the one who has called you. In the month of September, don't use it as the liberty in Christ as an occasion to the flesh, but use it as an occasion to serve God wholly from your heart. Let no one condemn you. Let no one put you down. Let no one discourage you from serving the Lord. Serve him completely from your heart, knowing that it is God who has called you, and he is the one who will hold you accountable one day. Serve from your heart. In all humility, serving one another. And our last point for the month of September 2023. Know this, that God is the one who commands. Psalm 147 verse 10. He delighted not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and in those that hope in his mercy. Our God is our King. He is the one who commands. He is the one who commands prosperity concerning our life. He is the one who commands health concerning our life. He is the one who commands our future into reality. The Lord we serve, he commands. He is the one who commands. He is the one who commands. And here it says that he delights not in the strength of the horse. So our last point, know that God, our commander, is the one you serve. And depend totally on this person who is our commander. Put your defenses in our commander, who we also call our Father in heaven. He is our commander. Where the word of a king is, there is power. When God commands concerning your life, nobody can oppose. And so in the month of September 2023, don't delight in the strength of the horse. Don't delight in the strength of your finances. Don't delight in your personal ideas. Don't delight in your personal abilities. But rather submit all your abilities, your ideas, your creativity. Submit everything in you to the commander, the one who commands heaven and earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. As you have heard these words, I want to pray with you. First of all, if you know that your life has grown stale, your life in Christ Jesus has grown stale, I want to pray for you right now. You can lift up your hand wherever you are. You are praying that, Lord, touch my life, rekindle my life. You know your prayer life in the month of August was not the best. You want to receive special grace for increasing your prayer life. In the mighty name of Jesus, you know that you were giving up in singing in the choir, but the Lord today has told you that don't look at any man, because he is your commander and he is the one who has called you. Lift up your hands right now, wherever you are, as I share this prayer with you. But before that, begin to pray in your heart, asking the Lord for grace to go by all these points in the month of September, in the name of Jesus. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. And as I said before, if you know your life has gone stale with the Lord, it doesn't matter whether you are singing on stage and yet you know you are dying within, I want to pray with you. Just say after me, the Lord Jesus, today I come before you one more time and I say, the Lord, have mercy upon me in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for finding me. Today I yield my all to you. Cast me not away from your presence.
Cast me not away from your presence.
Renew a right spirit within me.
Renew a right spirit within me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit once more.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit once
and
more.
And use me for your glory.
And use me for your glory.
As we were praying, I just sense that someone out of anger, I don't know what you've done, but you've done something that it's caused a lot of problems. Out of anger. I don't know whether it's between you and your pastor. I cannot tell that. But I want to pray. Out of anger, you've done something and it has caused a problem. Thank you, Lord, for mercy. Thank you, Lord, for mercy.
Amen.
Whatever problem was caused, Lord, we thank you for rescuing the situation in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you for restoration of relationship.
Thank you.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for favor.
Amen.
Coming in where there was anger.
Amen.
For mercy coming to rescue the situation.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We give you all the glory. And shortly, I want to pray for everyone who was born or anyone who celebrated their birthday in the month of August. You are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as you showed up at today's prayer, may the grace of the Lord never dry up upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you celebrated your birthday this month, you celebrate a better one next year in the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Shortly, I also pray for everyone who has given in any way to support the ministry this month, whether through tithes and offerings or through any seed, covenant seed. It is the Lord who gives us the power to make wealth. Let the Lord fulfill Deuteronomy 8:18 in your life.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wealth and riches shall dwell in the house of the righteous.
Amen.
Wealth and riches shall dwell in the house of the righteous. Let the Lord remember you.
Amen.
And fulfill his covenant of wealth in your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God, we pray. God richly bless you as we get into worship. Connect with your heart and your life will not be the same. Let's worship. Just magnify the Lord wherever you are. Just bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
You are worthy of my praise. As I
September, and as you showed up for prayer, you are blessed on every side in the Amen. Name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let closed doors that are time, the time is up for them to be open, be open unto you.
Amen.
And receive wisdom for maximizing the opportunities the Lord brings before you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for this time in your presence. We thank you for the testimonies that you're going to give us in the month of September. In Jesus' mighty name, have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen.